Golf Talk America is proud to have PXG as our official equipment sponsor year-round and exclusively here at the Masters, of course, and by MyBookie. And now let's get to Golf Talk America live from the Masters.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. And this is a special week for everybody that loves golf. This is the first major, and of course, it's Masters Week. And we're coming to kind of splitting things up. I'm in Dallas. But, yes, Frank is in golf heaven. Frank joins us, not from the Nashville studios, but from the Masters temporary studios, and that's where he is right now. Frank, how you doing? Tell me, give us an idea of where you're at. Where on the, near the grounds or near the hallowed entry are you at in Augusta, Georgia?
Actually, hello, Tim. I'm in the hallowed grounds of Azalea House, Azalea Hospitality, where we have done our show here every year for many years, Marcus Brunell and the whole crew, so we're having a blast. A lot of guys came in last night. There was a big party here last night. I went and took a one-hour nap to come to this party because I'd been up since 4 a.m., and I woke up at 11, missed the party. I missed the damn party.
And this house, just to be clear, this house is outside the grounds, but where a lot of people, if you're not familiar with Augusta, outside the grounds off of Washington Street there are a lot of individual people's houses, and in the past number of years, they've been slowly kind of being bought up by companies that put on events for the Masters, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a neighborhood like you would see a lot of other places. Normally not a big deal, but because of the Masters, it turns into kind of party central.
It is.
Several blocks around there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It is party central. It's great. So we're seeing all our friends. It's a big, you know, a rejoining of the friendships every year that people you don't see all through the year out on PGA Tour. And it's just a blast. I mean, the Masters is the most unbelievable event in golf. It is just everybody's happy, everybody's glad to see you, and by the time Sunday rolls around, everybody looks like they've been through a meat grinder because it is that for the whole week. But no, it's been great, and the weather has been really, really hot.
Yeah. That's going to change too, right?
Yeah, 90 yesterday. It's going to be mid-80s today. Tomorrow will be close to 80 or so, or 70-something, I think, tomorrow. And then we have some storms coming through, so it's going to drop down. And it'll be about a 35-degree drop.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be like around 50 on Saturday, Sunday for the final couple rounds. They're hoping that it's low 50s, so it's going to be, and a good chance of rain. So, yeah, you're going to see. By the way, if you've noticed any, we're talking and we're coming to you for the first day. Our podcast is the first day of the Masters, so Thursday's round is already underway. Tiger, one of the early guys off, and started okay. It's kind of struggled a little bit. Last I saw, Frank, that I got an update, he was at 3 over, but I think he made a birdie. Maybe he's 2 over right now. Victor Hovland, who he's playing with, surprisingly, because sometimes you don't always play better or much better than the guys you're paired with. Victor is playing great. He's at 5 under. So early, obviously very early, but Victor Hovland and Xander, who also play with Tiger, they're both under par. He's at 2 under, and Hovland's at 5 under. But Tiger, back to the point I was making, is sweating right through his golf shirt. I don't know if you've seen any video.
We're watching it. We have TVs all over this place.
So the heat and humidity must be really high because he is.
It's bad.
He's a big sweater anyway, but he is like.
He's a big sweater.
But he's going to have to change his shirt. No, he's done that before, right? We've seen that in U.S. Opens and stuff where he's like whipped out three shirts that he has with him.
You know, when I was calling the senior LPGA championship and it was effectively 104 degrees walking. It was at French Lick, walking the Pete Dye course there at French Lick. It was on Golf Channel, and I had to just take my shirt off, and I had more shirts on the golf cart that they brought me. I changed twice. It was so hot.
Yeah.
It was brutal. And you've been out there doing it, too, and you know. Have you ever gotten half naked on the golf course, Tim?
No, I've never changed a shirt. No, I never got that. But I'm not a big sweater.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Only when you're 7 down for 5 dimes and you've got 1 hole left, right? You're just sweating having to pay.
Yeah, that part I'll sweat. But, yeah, absolutely. Normally I kind of try to, It's a mind game you have to play with being an old TV anchor. When you're out there doing live shots at whatever event it might be, and you are literally 105 degrees here in Dallas, but you don't want to look like a sweaty, you know, old elephant laying sitting there trying to do something. You have to teach yourself to almost like condition yourself to play a mind game that you're not hot, you're okay, yeah. And so you stay cool because otherwise you look ridiculous. Let's go to Tim now on the sidelines of the Cowboy game. You got sweat dripping off your nose. You can't do that. So yeah, no. I'm trying to condition myself to not get overly sweaty. So now
there you go. Take salt tablets or whatever. How do you get not? Well, we shouldn't go there. We're talking about the Masters, for heaven's sakes. This isn't a medical show.
Well, everybody's got different amounts. That's okay though. If you watch just now, like I said, Tiger is kind of all the way through his shirt. You watch other guys that are out there playing.
They're not sweating.
It's just everybody's different, right? I mean, everybody's not quite as.
You know who has the last tee time today?
Jordan?
Yes, he does. They've staged it. They always do. I mean, you have,
they staged it.
They did. Tiger, yeah. And then you have Phil going off now, and then you have Jordan coming off as the last tee time. So the big name, big names out there that they're staging the crowd exodus. The Tiger contention, a certain percentage will exodus. The Phil, and of course, Spieth. So they have people coming in and out all day is what I'm getting to. I don't know. I don't explain things well.
Brooks Koepka. Now, just another part of this storyline is, of course, LIV Golf players that have qualified are there.
Yes.
Koepka being one of them, Phil. So there are guys that that are on the LIV Tour, and here we are. So we're seeing the mix so far. Not so much drama about it, probably more media drama even talking about. Koepka's already out. He's on the fourth hole. He's at 2 under, so he's off to a good start. And you know he's got a – surprisingly crazy up and down start is Jon Rahm.
Yeah.
Jon Rahm double bogeyed number one, and now he stands at 3 under.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I mean, he was at 2 over on the first hole, and now through 8 holes, he's at 3 under. So he's turned it back around.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting Masters. I mean, we've all said that. Let's switch gears for just a minute and talk about the Champions Dinner.
Okay.
And all the hoopla that went on around that. They were saying, oh, my Lord, are they serving spaghetti? Because that would be a good food fight. they weren't, yeah. Well, spaghetti's perfect for a food fight. A few meatballs, though, it really help. But anyway, it was very civil, very nice, very respectful of the tournament which it's become. And but Phil Mickelson didn't say a word. They say he didn't say anything.
Really?
Nothing.
Not to anybody.
Well, just talking, but usually each one of the players stand up and, say something.
Yeah.
They say he didn't say a word. Now, that's rumor. I don't know how true it is or isn't true. They keep that pretty close to the vest. But, I don't know.
Here's another interesting tidbit that that the president of the club addressed and talked about and said, okay, here's questions people have, and people ask the question. Greg Norman is not there. Now, in past times, Norman, being a former major champion, and certainly he's got a great history. Not great, but a very dramatic history at Augusta.
And has been dramatic there a number of times. Yeah, closure.
He did not get invited.
And Fred Ridley explained it very well in the media center when we were there the other day. And he said that, he's only been here 3 times in the last 10 years. And this is all about the tournament, not about the drama outside of the tournament.
Yeah.
And so, but why would you have to invite Greg Norman? Couldn't he, he could go buy a badge and come. I mean,
if he wanted to, but he's not going to go there and hang in the crowd, right?
You're not welcome in the clubhouse.
Yes.
So.
So they had to make a point of, they did not invite him, and that was the reason why. Yeah. And I don't know that everybody's going to have that much beef. First of all, I would say this. I would not expect Greg Norman nor anyone else to make a scene at Augusta for whatever reasons you want to about politics or anything else. Having said that, I also understand the concept of what Ridley's talking about, which is let's not take any attention away. This is all about the golf and the golfers and everything else. So
absolutely,
if that would have been a distraction and a possibility of a distraction, let's just eliminate it altogether. And let's be honest. Augusta does what Augusta wants to do. That was kind of, I think Norman, when he knew he was being invited, said it was petty. Maybe it is, and I could see where you might think that, but at the same time, I think they're looking at the bigger picture and saying, well, we just don't want any more attention drawn to anything other than what's going on inside the pearly gates.
There's a lot more going on. I mean, the LIV golfers, the people who actually qualified to play in this tournament, are here. So, and it's everybody's happy. I mean, Brooks and Roy McIlroy played a practice round together.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's civil. It's nice. It's golf as it should be. And we have the best players in the world all competing against each other right now.
Yes.
Which is absolutely fabulous. A lot of other things, Tim, have happened here this week, I should say, in regard to the golf ball and the rolling back of the ball and who's going to do that. And Fred Ridley and his comments made, you know, he's supportive of that. So who knows? You know, that's, he sides with the ruling bodies of golf.
I think the thing that gets that it gets confusing is that they're saying all they're talking about is, as of right now, is the possibility that a tournament or a few select tournaments would choose to roll back the ball. So they're not even saying, yeah, starting in 2026, the Open Championship is going to have a rolled back. They're not saying that. They're just saying that's a possibility that they could choose to do that. So that really brings to me, and first of all, they're also keeping this open for discussion amongst all golfers and everything else. I think they said to like August. So they're going to give several months of people going back and forth. Let's get some feedback, see what's going on. I can't imagine. I still get back to somebody's got to make that ball. And if you're saying, okay, well, 2026, the British Open might say, yes, we're going to use that rolled back ball, but we might not. What manufacturer is going to make a ball that may or may not be in use for 100 golfers? I mean, where does that make any sense?
I did hear from several different people that the major golf ball manufacturers have already gone. The design is in and the specs are in place to do it. So the R&D is basically done for that.
Huh.
And I did not know that when we had our good friend Paul Stankowski on.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so that's what I've heard. I mean, I don't know.
So they would just manufacture.
Yeah, turn on the machine.
A tournament has, I'm just making up a number, but let's say they use 5,000 golf balls, right?
Yeah.
You're saying that they're just going to make those 5,000, because none of us are going to buy them. We've already talked about that. There isn't an amateur on the planet who's buying a golf ball that goes far than their current ball, right? So they're just going to make those balls for those guys that
I would,
and again, you got to be Callaway, you got to be Top Flight, Titleist, you know, the top
Bridgestone.
It just seems like such a farce. I don't know what else to say about it. It just seems like a farce to me. It's not. It's a piece of equipment that either is universal or it's not. Change it all. Don't change it, but don't make a football that's not as inflatable for certain games as other balls. And now, what are you doing? You're tricking things up.
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, the clubs. Okay, let's face it. The faces on some of the drivers and three woods and things of that nature on the PGA Tour are a little different than the ones that are actually, you know, that they sell in the stores.
Yeah.
Okay. Those clubs are specialty clubs, but they still have the Titleist name or the Srixon or whatever name they have on them. Callaway, TaylorMade. So, what difference really does it make? Because they're still playing a branded golf ball. We're just not going to buy those balls because I don't need anything that goes shorter.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's an expense. It's an expense of advertising, and it's written off that way. I would think that's a marketing expense.
And again, we've talked also, and maybe we don't need to go any further about it. But we've talked about other ways that you can de-lengthen a golf course. If that's the concern, that, oh my God, we're going to 8,000 yards, we're getting to it, golf courses and holes are getting too long, then do other things with the trampoline effect of a fairway so that the guys aren't rolling out from a 310-yard drive to a 390-yard carry. Yeah. I mean, rollout, right? I mean, that's a big part of it. Art Selinger's been on with us a bunch of times, said you don't have to touch the golf ball or the equipment. Just tell the guys, and by the way, that's the expensive, goofy way of doing it. The easier way is just get your guy out there to mow less, mow more, put different grasses in, whatever.
Mow it a certain way where the grain's into your face. You know,
you can keep it so that the ball won't go as far, and therefore, like at Augusta, number 13, all the talk about that.
Yeah,
have you been out there yet, Frank?
I've been out there every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 13 has just gone back further into the woods?
Yeah, 35, 40 yards back, I think, right in that range. I don't know the exact
number. So you come out of that chute, right? Well, so that's what they're saying. That's what we have to do. We had to lengthen it, so we had to go.
Yeah.
Well, or you could change where the ball lands and what the grass is like or what the penalty is if you go somewhere so that, in other words, you wouldn't get guys tempted to just pull out the big driver, which is why they're hitting the ball so far now because they're just being encouraged to hit it as far as they want. If you're penalized by longer rough or whatever else, as Paul said, right, without the bumpers of the fans being there, and he said
the foreheads and shins and chests,
maybe out of bounds is the cart path, right? If you start saying that's out of bounds somewhere around the cart path instead of 50 yards into a guy's yard, maybe
I'll pull a putter on a tee.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, maybe I don't need to pull out the big dog. You know,
so yeah, there are a lot of ways to do it, and you know, I'm sure they've thought about that up in Far Hills, but it remains to be seen what happens. Another big announcement that's occurred here is that they're going to take the local golf course, the Muni here, Augusta National, and put the cost of redoing it totally. It's called the Patch. Mm-hmm. It's Augusta Municipal, but they're going to redo it and make it more accessible for younger golfers and people with lesser means than. You know, being able to go to Augusta Country Club or Sage or Woodside or all the Westlake, all the clubs that are around here. So, you know, they're giving back to their local community as they've always done. I mean, just by virtue of this championship that's played every year and the people and the money that comes into this area. So that's another, you know, announcement that Fred Ridley made that I applaud the Augusta National membership.
So they're paying to basically redo the Augusta, Georgia Municipal Course?
Yes.
That's what they're doing there?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's nice. Another thing that's occurred, we're all familiar with Berkman's Place, right? Which is the high end where you go, you know, for hospitality and food and everything over there. Uber high end, not the clubhouse. Well, they have on Washington Road now announced that they will have an Augusta National Hospitality House there. So it's not on the property itself, it's just off property. I don't know all the details about that, but these were some pretty big announcements.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's as big as when they announced the women's amateur.
Yeah.
Also, the NCAA, the amateur championship, and the giving them the bye to come play in this tournament.
The champion, they changed that, or they've added another
level,
category, if you will.
Yeah,
now,
category.
Starting this year, if you win the NCAA individual championship,
right?
Not U.S. amateur, not to be confused.
It's right, NCAA, I misspoke. Yeah,
yeah, the NCAA individual championship. Then you get invited to, and the first guy to play is, where I have it. It says Steph Gordon. Is that his name? He's from your neck of the woods. A guy from Vanderbilt.
Yes, Vanderbilt player.
As a freshman,
yes,
won the NCAA's last year, and so he's going to be playing with. I'll have to look at my tee times here, but he'll be playing with somebody big. And Bennett, the kid out of A&M, Texas A&M, won the U.S. amateur.
Yes.
So he plays with Scotty Scheffler.
He plays with Scotty.
It's kind of the tradition, right, for the defending champion to play with the U.S. amateur champion. So,
And all these boys are up in the crow's nest. So.
Well, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
So I was talking to Stephen Fox. He's a member of my club in Nashville, and he was telling me about that and how really just, he said it was incredible just to walk into the place and you go up there. And he said it's just goosebumps.
Yeah.
So this is a special, special place. And it's I'm so happy to be here and so thankful that our friends at Azalea Hospitality have invited us back year after year after year. So we appreciate them very much.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, too, because the weather – sometimes is a big story of Augusta, and when they've had to have some postponements, and they do get rain. This is spring. It is Atlanta.
You were here when the tornado went over the top of us. Remember that?
So I mean, there could be this weekend. I mean, they're saying Tiger's not taking advantage of it, but a lot of the guys I was listening to doing pregame were saying this first 2 days should be when Tiger really needs to, with a guy who's sore and beat up and can't get around a golf course. Blah blah blah. It's going to be worse when it's cold and rainy, which is what's supposed to happen this weekend. So Tiger's not taking advantage of the heat of saying, okay, let me kind of get out to as good a lead as I can before maybe my bones and aches and things start to tighten up over the weekend. If he makes it to the weekend, it doesn't look like it's going to be much of a benefit for him.
Well, he's
definitely going to change.
Early today, of course, 10:18. and then late tomorrow, which tomorrow won't be quite as bad as we thought it was going to be. I was saying that's a real disadvantage, although he needed the time to recover. He's playing in the afternoon. The winds are supposed to pick up, and the temperature is supposed to consistently drop hour by hour. But that's not 100% true right now. So we'll see. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I watched him a lot, and he was limping a lot out there. So
well, and every time we've seen him play since the car accident, which hasn't been a lot, but every time we have seen him play, he has been limping and progressively limps worse as the tournament goes on. If he makes the cut and he's into the Saturday Sunday thing, he's got a very distinctive, like a Genesis and thing. He's got a distinctive limp on Sunday. If it gets to that. So, and this is Augusta. I mean, again, we've talked about it, but very hilly. And unless you've been there like Frank is right now, you don't nearly appreciate on TV how many ups and downs there are in that golf course for a guy like Tiger to have to navigate, to walk gingerly up and down some of these hills and side lies and the way it tweaks your body when you're trying to hit a shot and it's going to catch your knee a little bit. There's a lot more to it than, and people, I don't think, appreciate the golf conditioning is as big a factor as it really is.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of this is a bucket list for many, many, probably every golfer in the world. It's a bucket list, and there's a limited number of those badges that get you on this property.
Yeah.
So it's a privilege to be able to, if you get in the lottery, to win that and get to come. And it's a special time for me. You know me, how much I love this place. It's a lot of fun. This is second. You know, I say it's second. The Masters stands on its own. The Players' Championship stands on its own as far as in my heart. I mean, the Open Championship, the U.S. Open, and the PGA are all really special, but this stands out, I guess, to me more than any as being the more goosebump-producing golf tournament.
Well, and I think that you're like, I think the majority of everybody that has ever been surveyed, this is everybody's favorite golf tournament. Well, I say everybody. This is the majority of people's favorite golf tournament. It is, hands down, the one the pros want to win the most. Whenever they do a survey, it's almost like 80% says the Masters. Second is usually pretty split between Open and U.S. Open.
Yes.
And PGA is always the one that nobody wants to win. I'll win it, but that's the one everybody's like, it's kind of the least of the four. But Augusta is always the one that people – because it's unique. It's always on the same golf course. It's always pristine. And I think, you know, to Ridley's credit and the rest of the former chairmen of Augusta National and everything else, they treat it differently. They're like, hey, you're coming to a special place.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And hospitality is a huge part of it. Thank you for coming. They're very gracious. But this is a special kind of a place that just you get a little window into it. That's kind of what makes Augusta National such a special thing is, most of us, Frank, will never get there even to watch.
Yeah.
As you said, it's so hard to even get a ticket to go.
It is.
All we get is TV for most people.
Well, on another note, driving up Washington Road this morning on my way in, we saw the banner at Hooters. It says, come meet John Daly. So he is again at Hooters, hanging out and selling goods and signing autographs. So he used to pull up his tour bus there and stay in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. John's John, and he is he's a piece of artwork to himself.
Hey, by the way, giving little updates again as we're going along here. By the time you hear this, you may know it, but Bryson DeChambeau, another story that people have kind of cooled off on or haven't heard so much about with Bryson, lost a lot of weight. We talked about that. He's diminishing his physique to say, okay, I'm not going to try to tear my body up like everybody said it was going to happen, and sure enough, he did. So he slimmed down, but he double bogeyed. He and Rahm, same team, double bogeyed the first hole, just like Rahm. He's still at two over par, DeChambeau, so not a good start for that. Number one, I think, is more nerves than anything else, Frank. People that have been there or haven't been there, it's a uphill dog leg to the right. Not the trickiest of holes, but it always seems to be challenging. And maybe it is because it's the first hole. Everybody's first going, hole. Oh my God, here, you got to do this, do that. And you're shaking and nervous.
Straight uphill. Straight double uphill.
Bogey. Tough way to start a golf course.
Yeah, that doesn't set the best tone, but that's why these are the greatest players in the world, because they can just, that hole's over. Let's move on.
Hey, how's your, speaking of the trailer where John was off of Washington, are your boys at PXG? Have they got their trailer out there too?
PXG's been here, stopped by, said hello to everybody, and thank you, PXG, by the way, the presenting sponsor, one of the presenting sponsors, I should say, But our official equipment sponsor this week at the Masters, and I have all, you'd love this, they've sent me all the apparel. I have all new PXG apparel to wear, and it's beautiful stuff. Their clothing is fabulous, and the quality, I'm not stroking. This is off the cuff. I have some special reads I'll be doing for them, but it is uber high quality. I mean, I'm super impressed with their products, no kidding. And it looks great. It looks really good on me, too. Makes me look good. I like it. But but I do. I have on right here on the stage here at Azalea House, we have the new PXG Gen 6s in the tour bag sitting right here. And they are just, I did go out and play the other day and hit the driver and the 3-wood and 2 hybrids. Yeah. I didn't hit the irons because I didn't want to scratch them up because we're doing pictures and things with them. But, of course, the woods, if you know, they have covers on them. I got to tell you, buddy. Oh, my. You know what I shot and how well I played the other day. I told you.
You said you really liked the woods.
I really, really like their new driver especially, but the hybrids are great. So all of them. And I won't get out. I don't want to sound like a commercial. I'm just saying from my heart, thank you, PXG, because they have treated me well. They sent me a visor in every color, like black, white, the Hawaiian visor. I've got like 5 or 6 visors here that I'll be wearing during the week. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. This is fun. Now I feel like a celebrity almost, like Tim Matthews. You know?
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, it's gonna be a fun week. We're kicking it off with this.
And part of that week was you talking, you know, with our good friend Steve Elkington. He's on the show quite often with us. Matter of fact, I was watching something the other day, and it was Masters history, and kind of went through a lot of different tournaments, and it showed Elk getting an eagle on one hole or something. They're just randomly showing different great shots and stuff. And I was like, there he is. Like, you know, you could never quite believe. Did you really play? I mean, I know it was a long time. Did you? And there was Elkington chipping in or something for an eagle.
On low round 14, of the day, I think it was Saturday, Friday or Saturday in the 97? That infamous 97 Masters Championship. I think he had the low round of the day.
Did he really?
Yeah, one day that week. Finished in the top 15 or so.
Yeah, hell of a golfer. Anyway,
he was swinging some clubs out here yesterday.
We were swinging my new clubs. Yeah, Ballas are out there, and you got a chance to sit down and talk with them.
I did.
About things, Masters and other related things to get into. So let's take a break now. We're going to come back, and we'll go to that. We'll listen to you guys talking about whatever you talked about. I guess you know better than I do. But
we just kind of prefaced everything a little bit. Yeah. And some kind of funny stuff. It was good. So we'll get to hear that. So
let's take a quick break, and Frank and I'll be right back. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and part of us will return from Augusta National right after this.
Hey, folks. Golf Talk America is off and running at the 2023 Masters, and guess who we're off and running with? We're off and running with MyBookie, your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. You got to take advantage of the crazy boosted odds via the MyBookie money bag with a chance to lock in top-seeded talent at long shot odds. Key, long shot odds. Go to mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. That's mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. And be sure to use our promo code. It's Golf Talk. Got to have that because we got to get paid too because we're going to bet with MyBookie as we have in the past. We absolutely love them. It's the only online sports book that makes you feel like you just hit the sweet spot on that 3-wood that you take the money out of your best friend's back pocket with in and out every week. You bet, you win, and they pay, and they pay. Getting started simple. So here's what you do. You go to mybookie.website/golftalk and use promo code GOLFTALK to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's pretty darn simple. It's simple to deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. So just use promo code GOLFTALK and claim your bonus. Whether you're a diehard or a casual fan, simply put, there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting with MyBookie. Remember, that's mybookie.website/golftalkamerica and use promo code GOLFTALK. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Tim in the boring Dallas studios. Frank in the very exciting Azalea House.
Yes.
Studios just outside of Augusta National, and where the weather is right now about as good as you could want it to be for a tournament. I'm looking at, I'm watching, and I have been watching earlier, Frank, coverage on ESPN or whatever, and they're showing a lot of different places. But one is the range, which I don't think a lot of people get a chance to see. Yeah, get a chance to see much of.
Yeah.
But there's hedges and fans, but they get quite a crowd there, don't they?
Yes.
When the guys are practicing and warming up and over there in the practice facility. Do you ever go over there? Do you ever hang out over there? When you're,
I don't hang out long, but I do go there and to watch specific people swing.
Yeah.
But, man, that practice facility is unbelievable.
Oh, could you imagine being a member there?
I mean,
it's just like I would say yes, even if I didn't get to play, just to go play the par three course. We didn't talk about the par three.
It's redone, yeah. Totally redone. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just so nice, and it looks like so much fun with all the kids and stuff there that were
having
a great time. Jordan Spieth, little boy, and everything.
That was so cute. Oh, my. My wife called me last night late and said, oh, that was the sweetest. She loves Jordan anyway.
Yeah.
And we all know Jordan, and he's just a super person. His whole family, they're great. Yeah. But to see the little kid, and then the kid stole the show. It's all over every media outlet today. But did you see the three-ball tee shot when Scheffler jarred it? That was pretty good. And then Seamus Power, back-to-back hole in ones.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting yesterday. Yeah.
The par three, I mean, it just adds to, and it's a big part of, but it just adds to the unique atmosphere that the Augusta is. And I think that is, again, to what I was saying, why a lot of players want to win this tournament as much as they want to win anything else. Because there's such a week long of cool activity, things you get to do, bring your family. The par three, they talk to Rahm and all these ones who are young fathers. They also talk to Gary Player, who's a great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about the same stuff, that it's just so neat that they did this with their son, their daughter came, their grandson is here. And by the way, they showed on ESPN, showing the par three tournament, if you will, that nobody apparently really wants to win. It's like if you're in the lead, you dunk one in the water because nobody's ever won the par three tournament and then gone on to win at a Masters. They're following Gary Player, and who I, by the way, am emceeing an event with Gary Player here in Dallas. He's going to be here like the 30th, the very last day of April, and I'm going to interview him and stuff. So anyway, we'll talk more about that when it gets closer.
Oh, cool.
He's a very cool, unique kind of guy. But they showed him, and he was
let's bring him on the show.
Clowning around and doing all that kind of stuff, right? He's doing all this stuff around the par three tournament, and some interviews, and people were talking to him. He tried to catch up with if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 88, right? He would try to catch up.
87, I think.
He'd get up a jog. I mean, he'd start jogging down the fairway at 87 to catch up with his team so they didn't have to, playing partners, they didn't have to wait on him.
And I mean, when he started that, it reminded me, I was on the air. I don't know if you were with us that day, but it was Elk, myself, and we were watching the par three when Tony Finau did the infamous break his ankle play there.
Yep,
and that reminded me, I thought to myself, don't do that. Don't face plant in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
Please don't run.
Who knew there was a drainage ditch right there as he was doing his fun little jaunt down the fairway on a par three hole and just – and how he kept playing. I mean,
he just popped it back in on TV live.
The announcers, remember that? The announcers were like, I think he broke his – I mean, it flipped like sideways.
Yeah.
It looked horrible.
Joe Theismann-ish, just protruding bone.
God, and then he flipped it kind of back over and got up and kept walking. And they're like, well, I guess he didn't break his ankle, but he did say it hurt a hell of a lot.
But when he popped it back in, all of us went, everybody in the room, there was probably 30, 40 people around us when we were doing – recording that show. And
I got a question here, Frank. So I'm watching some highlights.
Yep.
And they just showed Tiger, who, again, as we said, is struggling a bit. Tiger on 11. Okay, so you know the approach shot on 11.
Oh, yeah.
Water on the left. Nobody wants to do it. So you're going to – he flared one off to the right that's like almost on the 12th tee box. So I say to myself, when everybody you hear, and I know there's – in my estimation, it's just me, I think there's a lot of – people that are hoping and wishing for Tiger and all the other things.
Oh, sure.
And so they overlook and they kind of tell you stuff that's really not true. Well, they're back to the practice facility. They're saying, when Tiger's hitting balls, he was, and this is Colt Nost and the other announcers, just ripping. Oh, just boom, doom, doom. He can hit the ball like he always could. So it's all about the legs. Can he sustain that? Can he walk up and down the hills?
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there saying, I'm watching this. It was a horrible golf shot from middle of the fairway. And he flares it out. So if you can blame that on his leg, maybe. But there's other parts of it that people aren't, I think, being honest about, which is Tiger does not play much golf. And for them to sit there and go, oh, well, Tiger's got all the shots. Yeah, well, we've all got the shots. Frank, you hit a great shot, I'm sure, last week. Doesn't mean you've got 60 of them, but you had one. Tiger's got great shots.
Yeah.
But I think we're kidding ourselves that we think Tiger can really, for 72 holes, with the limited action he gets, this is what, like his third tournament in a year?
Yeah.
That he can compete like that. It had nothing to do with his body. It was just a horrible swing from a guy who I think just does not get in enough reps, competitive golf.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't see that, but I'll.
Yeah. Terrible.
It's on day and night in the room when I'm back in my bedroom. And so anyway, we'll see it. I'll see what it looks like.
And by the way, so where he's at now, you know what hole I'm talking about. What you don't want is to hit a finesse little chip back at the 11th green with the water all the way on the other side of it.
I know.
It would take me 9 to get down from there. I would just be putting around the trap, you know, like, oh, God, don't hit it too hard. So now he's going to have to deal with that shot coming up. Okay, so that's Doc. We did talk about earlier, a couple of days ago, that you got a chance to sit down and talk with Steve Elkington and Diane about all things golf related. And so let's cue that up. Let's let everybody listen to that. Should be entertaining. And Elk's always entertaining. He's got some great insight into not only the Masters, but golf in general. So this is Frank talking with Steve Elkington and Diane Knox Ballas a couple of days ago. Listen in.
Well, the week is finally here, the week of the first major of 2023. And of course, we know it's the Masters. I am not in Augusta, Georgia. However, I know someone who is. I've got two people in front of me right now, actually, who are in Augusta joining us live. Of course, Steve Elkington and from Golf Talk America, Frank Bassett, who we're going to be teaming up with this week. Guys, I'm very envious that I'm not there with you, especially because I know you ate at the infamous T-Bone Steakhouse last night.
Yes, we did.
We did a little damage at the T-Bones last night. We really got into the atmosphere.
We did. It was very atmospheric. American Express, by the way, called me this morning and I said, Mr. Bassett, are you in Augusta? kidding.
He's got trouble written all over it. I said to Alec yesterday, Frank, that knowing you, this is your all-time favorite week of the year. Like, you are thriving and living your best life in Augusta this week.
It is a blast. And being here with you guys, especially you, Diane, we miss you terribly, not having you here watching the shenanigans that go on every evening with hitting balls off of my floor in the living room and things like that.
I'm a mother now. I can't do that.
I know. You're a mother. You can't do that stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when you come here, Diane. This, when we were at T-Bones last night, we were with people that were, this is their 35th, it's their 16th, it's their 8th, it's their 22nd Masters. It's a real pilgrimage to Augusta for a lot of people. Means a lot to a lot of people. I made my pilgrimage down Magnolia Lane today. I got badge number 8, which means I was the 8th person that registered. Number 1 badge is for the defending champion, Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
But then, as you show up, each person shows up and signs in, you're given a number. So mine was lucky number 8, which is the lowest number that I've actually gotten. Sometimes for a few years, I was in the 20s, which means I was the 20th guy that registered.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm number 8.
I didn't get a number 8 except the other day when I played golf.
Yeah, that was on
that the... That was on a par 3. No, kidding.
Yeah.
I love you saying that, you know, obviously everyone's there. They're taught they could be there for their 22nd or their 10th Masters or whatever, because tradition really plays such a huge role this week. And we're going to talk about tradition because we've kind of got the anti-tradition a little bit this week in that we have the LIV golfers and the PGA Tour golfers and everything that's going with that. And that's kind of like new territory for everyone to navigate this week. But we'll move on to that in a minute because I want to first hear about your day. I mean, Monday of Masters Week. Elk, you were there bright and early this morning. I hope you went to the merchandise tent before it got too busy. It's not even a tent. It's a merchandise building before it
I didn't go yet, but Gretchen Zeller, Fuzzy Zeller's daughter, was there, and she did, and she told me everything about it. Gretchen's a pro shopper, of course, but... No, you know, I got to the golf course, Diane, and I walked straight away down on the back nine all the way to the 13th hole. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to experience, I wanted to look at the new tee. I actually ran into the chairman, Fred Ridley, and actually got to ask him exactly what they were doing on the 13th hole. He said it's, you know, it's back where they feel like it belongs. It's back 58 yards further back. Now it's 321 yards out to that last pine tree. The one, you know, where Mickelson was in there and hit the five on the green. So way further back. The golf course is wet right now. It's kind of damp. I just left the golf course. It's started to rain a little bit. The weather's really going to be a factor this week. Tomorrow, they're talking about 85 degrees, maybe 90 degrees on Wednesday. And then all of a sudden on Thursday, it flips back to being like 50 degrees with a lot of wind and rain and cooler. So it's going to be an interesting Masters, Diane. The course has had a lot of rain over the last month. It's not wet, but it's definitely not dry. It's like it's not slippery trying to go down the hills, but it's just playing very long right now. So obviously it's in good shape. Tiger Woods was out there playing the front nine today. Million people following him on that one. I went the other direction. I did go across and look at the par three course. It's all been redone. They've widened it out. They've changed the routing. They've built some new cottages. It's all done, of course, in 3 months or 4 months or whatever it is. It's amazing. It looks like it's been there 100 years. Went over to the driving range, ran into Scotty Scheffler's parents, talked to them for quite a while about Scotty and
Scotty's people.
Scotty's
great
wife people. Had a game of golf yesterday at Augusta with her husband.
Wow.
And she made like five pars.
She what?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's in competition this week. You know, one thing I want to ask you, I have not had a chance, guys, to get over there. As you know, yet we were setting up, getting ready here for the shows. I'll be over in the coming days now. But what was your first impression? I know you talked about it, but did you walk out and stand back in the chute? Looking down the fairway, and was it as narrow there as it looks on television and in pictures?
18 or 13?
13, I'm sorry.
No, I couldn't go back there. You know, I'm no longer under the rope, Frank. I'm on this side of the rope with you now. And
you're one of those.
I'm one of those now. So I went and bought a sandwich and some apples and just stood there and just watched, you know, look back in that corner. Very narrow, but I don't think it really matters, the narrowness, because it is, you know, it's a par five. I mean, they're just hitting, you know, their tee shot, but it's...
But it's no longer a three wood. It's now
It's all the way back there. I ran into Travis Vick, who's a member of my club at Champions Golf Club, who's a super long hitter, plays at University of Texas, All-American. He said they played there recently. He hit driver three wood, and he's probably as long as Rory McIlroy off the tee. So he said, Mr. Ridley said, the chairman said, we'd like to see guys hitting long irons off that side slope. So, you know, for those who are watching, it goes around the corner, but as you go around the corner, it banks almost like a motorway. Yeah. And they want those guys off that side slope with the ball above their feet hitting a longer iron shot.
45 degrees? I mean,
it's not that much.
It looks 20. It. It does. Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
It's a very difficult shot.
It's going to be exciting now to see them have to hit long irons into there. If it's go time, if they can go with all the danger.
Yeah, I was talking to Halo, and Halo and said, you know, I was hoping when I went around, got into that position, he had a five wood in the bag that week. He said, I was hoping that I got to hit the five wood and not have to think about hitting a three or a two iron, because off that lie, it's just so precise a shot with the ball above your feet with a long iron going up a hill across. So, yeah, it's going to be – it's where it should be. I mean, the clubs have outgrown that hole, and it's perfect now.
Okay. Well, what else did you see today? I love, there's been a few good name drops already that I'm picking up on here.
I can give you a name drop. We sent someone in because I couldn't be there, and they brought back two huge bags of sandwiches for us from the Master. So I've had my egg salad and my chicken salad already today.
That's the
name drop, egg and chicken.
Okay. Yeah, the atmosphere is great. I went out to the driving range. Sam Burns was on the range with Scotty Scheffler. Jordan Spieth was way over to the left. He was just grinding with his coach and didn't look too happy about I was watching the balls because, you know, Augusta driving range is almost like being on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the balls track from Jordan, seeing if he was actually hitting it on the green that he was aiming at. And he's not settled right now. I don't think things are settled for Jordan Spieth right now.
It hasn't seemed that way in the last few tournaments watching him.
Sam Burns, however, obviously confident right now, but it looked nice with what he's got going on.
The Jordan thing is going to be a talking point this week because, you know me, I love a story, and this could be total coincidence or it could be a weird twist of fate, but he's won on Easter Sunday the last 2 years. The Valero Texas Open in 21, last year it was the RBC Heritage on Easter Sunday, and Masters Sunday is going to be Easter, so there's a little bit of voodoo surrounding that right now. But
but he's not playing as good as he was as those last two spoke of Sundays. It seems his games kind of like a lot of people's games, weekend player, they'll have some great holes and then all of a sudden he has a blow up. And it seems like he can blow up from 3 feet with a putter, or he can blow up off the tee. Iron game, wedges, never a problem for Spieth, it seems like.
Bunker play, phenomenal.
Well, I alluded to it at the top of the show that one of the big talking points this week is going to be the inclusion of the LIV players. Did you see any of them out and about today? And did you see any interaction? You know, are we making this into a dramatic storyline that it's really not?
I don't think the drama is between the players. I was just watching on TV here. They Bryson DeChambeau talking to Scotty Scheffler. They got Cam Smith on the TV right now talking to all these guys. I don't think the friction is between the players. I think Augusta's going to put them together.
Yeah,
I think we're going to see them together.
I think in reverence to this place and this tournament itself and all it stands for, it's only appropriate that everyone is a gentleman out there. And I believe that's really what we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with the TaylorMade people today about Tiger and how he's playing. And, his swing has changed. Obviously he's hitting the ball really well. They all said it themselves, like almost the club face on Tiger's swing is as good as it's ever been, but his base down below is not as solid. He's playing a lot less loft than he used to play with almost like I was surprised by this. He used to play with like a 10 degree driver, so he could draw the ball all faded. But now, because of his limitations in his right leg, he's gone to a lot less loft, and you see him playing more of a fade shot. That's the chosen shot because he can't, when the loft gets lower, he can't draw it.
It was rumored it was a 7 degree. Is that true?
No, he said it's an 8, just over 8. Okay. The TaylorMade rep, the guy who made it for him.
Okay, well, that's not a rumor. That's a fact.
So, he's playing a more of a left to right, Diana, sort of a hot fade. Can he? We then discussed, what kind of a chance does Tiger Woods have, playing 6 events a year, coming out and playing this week? And he was like, if it was year 2000 and he'd had an accident and he was in that kind of form, I'd say he's got a shot. But I'm not saying they don't think he has a shot, but it's a long shot.
And we know that the weather can really affect him. And Saturday, it's going to be a high of 55. So we know that the weather is going to be, as you say, it's going to take a turn on Thursday. It's going to take an even worse turn by the time it comes to the weekend. Hopefully, he makes it to the weekend. I mean, we said this last year that the goal has to be for Tiger to make the cut, first of all. I mean, he thinks that he can go out there and contend and win. But as fans, we want to see him play all 4 days.
Yeah, and I think this year in particular, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this field this week, and there's so many guys, Diane, that are playing well right now, whether it's Scheffler, Rory, Rahm. I saw John Rahm, talked to John Rahm this morning. He looks a little thinner. I mean, he looks fit. He's strong. He's got big legs, Rahm. Have you actually been next to Rahm?
He's lost some weight. I mean, that's a fact. Yeah, he really has. But I think he's working out a lot.
He looks really good. looks really good. Anyway, Diane, my point is those guys, those five, six, seven, eight guys that have been playing some great golf, they're going to, in my mind, they're going to be a set the pace for this, this event this week. Could there be a Larry Mize, a person that comes from way back or a person that's not heralded win this event? Yes, but it's going to be 300-1 person, 250-1. This tournament is going to be dominated by these top players, I think, this week.
Interesting point. We're talking about the live players, and right now on the television, we're seeing, we see Dustin Johnson on the range, and he is in his Live Golf logoed shirt.
They were told no, weren't they? Wasn't that one of the rules, that they were told that they weren't supposed to be wearing any Live logos?
He has the four aces.
He has the four aces shirt on.
It doesn't say Live. It has four aces. Yeah. Okay.
But we know what that is. I mean,
yeah,
it's a winning hand and a good golf team.
You just mentioned, you know, the big names that we're talking about this week, and the big three are the same that we've been talking about all year: Scheffler, Rahm, and McIlroy. But we have to add in Dustin Johnson to the conversation, and Cameron Smith. You know, obviously
you have to put in Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka just won in Orlando, and that's him being the only two-time winner on the Live Tour. He's had some good finishes at the Masters. So all these guys are back in the equation, and we haven't talked about them for a long time. I mean, even Bryson, and I know that he hasn't been in great form. I think Bryson's like 130-1 or something this week. But, you know, he's been very vocal about his strategy around Augusta National in the past. We've got all these guys to add back into the mix.
Yeah, and I think we have to. I mean, I'm looking on the TV right now, Dustin Johnson, I was talking with a TaylorMade rep. They're very unhappy that Dustin Johnson is not sort of, nobody's looking at him anymore. In other words, he's sort of fallen off the planet. They're sad about that, because the guy would really anchored that whole company for a long time.
Oh yeah.
TaylorMade, that is. But Dustin Johnson's talent hasn't gone anywhere. He plays his course really well. He won here when it was in October. No, I think, Diane, as we get into the tour report this week, we're going to talk about a dozen guys, and I think they all have about the same amount of a shot at it, and including the ones that you just already spoke of.
And we have a lot of past champions that are playing this week. You know, Phil's going to be an interesting talking point. Looking at Phil lately, he doesn't look the healthiest. I don't know. He doesn't look like... There's been a big transformation. I think it looks like stuff's kind of weighing on him a little bit. But when is the last time we watched Phil play? I mean, I personally have not been glued to the Live coverage.
I'm excited to see the ratings. I bet they will be through the roof now. So they couldn't ask for a better time to put all these guys back together, the Masters. I predict that it will be at least 20% greater, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The word is they may be putting Phil and Tiger together. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't think Tiger's be very thrilled with that pairing, but same with Rory. I think some of my friends today that I talked to that are in the know said that, you know, they like Rory here at the club. They're not going to put him off into a group that may not suit him, you know, so. Yeah.
Well, there's a respect element, because you don't want to put these guys in controversial groups for ratings and for talking points. I saw that there was something going around online that they were going to put Phil and Tiger together. And we talked about this, and I said, wasn't it April Fool's on Saturday?
I think that's right.
Or Rory and Patrick Reed.
Rory and Patrick Reed, or anyone with Patrick Reed, is going to create some friction.
Yes.
And, you know, Reed's earned his spot here. He's a past champion. The tricky thing about this golf course, Diane, if we get some rain, if it's already, like I said, it's not really wet, but it's wet and spongy where you're walking under the trees in the pine needles. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. On the 10th hole today, I walked down there, down the right side, and I got down to where Bubba Watson hit that shot from out of the, you know, over there out of the right. And there were some people over there that were trying to determine where it was. So I just kind of walked over there, because I know where it is. And there's a little sweet olive tree planted there. It must be where he hit it from. So I went over there. I said, look, guys, it's roughly around here, you know, right here. And there's the window. But as I looked out where he hit that hook, There's 2 40-foot pine trees now.
They made a little adjustment, did they?
There's an adjustment. So Bubba hits it down there again. He's not hitting that shot again. It's blocked out now with 2 40-foot pine trees.
How great would it be to be able to say, I'll have 2 40-foot pine trees tomorrow there, thank you, and be able to pull that off? Well, they can at Augusta National, there's no doubt.
Exactly.
I was pretty shocked when I saw the 2 trees there. It was awesome. Well,
you had a great first day. As you say, you left a little bit earlier today because there's the rain was starting to fall, but... what are you going to do? Well, we're going to do our tour report, obviously, and we're going to talk about the course. We're going to go through all the stats, as we always do, and we'll have our picks as well. And Dane, what else are you planning for the rest of the week when you're there?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go out. Sam, my son Sam's in town. We'll walk the front nine tomorrow, take a look at the course. It's all about the course. I mean, what determines is going to happen this week is going to, you know, obviously revolve everything around the guys that are playing well, but it's going to have a lot to do with the course. As it gets longer and colder and wetter, the longer hitters, yes, are going to have a big advantage this week, just because it is going to get longer and wetter and colder. So I don't think we're going to see a super wet course, but it's just going to play long.
All right. Well, we're going to be catching up with you every day live from Augusta. And then, of course, our Tour Report podcast and show is going to be out. And Frank, we're going to be catching up with Golf Talk America all this week as well.
Yes, we will. It'll be fun. It'll be like old times. We've gotten the band back together.
For all you golfers out there ready to accelerate your game, PXG's new Gen 6 golf clubs are built to deliver blazing fast ball speed, outstanding distance, breathtaking forgiveness, and most importantly, more fun. Beautifully designed and independently tested to ensure maximum quality and performance, schedule your fitting now by visiting PXG.com or calling 844-PLAY. PXG. That's 844-PLAY-PXG. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period. So, there you have it. Outside of talking about PXG, you got to hear Steve Elkington. And I thought, Tim, it's always fun. Diane is a lot of fun to work with also. Diane Knox.
Just Ballas. A Cuse accent. Just a Cuse accent.
That Scottish accent's great. But Steve has so many stories, as you heard. And he has a plethora of knowledge about a lot of things, and golf being one of them. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. We're going to be doing probably something every day, I think.
Where are they hanging, by the way?
With us.
They are? Yeah. Azalea the whole time?
Yeah. Azalea. Okay. We're at a couple of other places. We went to a neat party the other night thrown by a group that builds golf courses, the Heritage Group. Nice. Really nice people, and they had a big cookout at their place and it was fun. So a lot of stuff going on here, as you know. And of course, there's always T-Bones. So I'm in there, and of course, our good friend Bucky's there, and Todd Lewis and Mike Tirico and all those, Steve Sands and all of them come up, and we all kind of hang out at whole court at the bar. It's fun at T-Bones. So
the first time that when you and I were there a few years back, and we walked up the hill from Azalea House, and we had to go past another bigger hospitality house there that I think you said has either been
torn down
or something else going on there, right?
Yes.
And it was the first time we went in there. We're at the bar. I guess we had the right badges on or something like that. So everything's open bar, and the guy goes, "Do you want a fireball?" And I'm like, I don't know. And I think I looked at you, and I don't know if either one of us were like, no, what's a fireball? Well, here, try it. And it's the cinnamon flavored whiskey, that they gave you a shot of that was frozen, right? In a frozen bottle. You had to get it. I'm like, that is the most delicious thing I've ever had.
Fireballs are great. We keep the little minis of the fireballs in our golf bags at Bluegrass.
Yeah. Oh.
And awesome. So, quick story, you brought it up, fireball. The other day, we didn't have any, so the assistant pro was riding around out there, and I called him over, and I said, hey, go see Crow, which is a nickname for our bartender. I said, tell Crow I want some fireballs out here. Bring us 4 fireballs to the group. So he went back as my bartender and brought them to us. Well, he poured 4 fireballs in styrofoam cups that were 3.5-4 inches deep.
Ooh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one's a lot.
Whoa.
One fireball.
Oh, my game.
You had like the equivalent of 6 fireballs or something?
Something like that, like 3 or 4. The game went downhill quickly. It destroyed our round. We lost all the money that day. was, but wow. It was good. It's so good. It's so tasty. Yeah.
So anyway. That reminds, that's what I think of Augusta. I think of fireballs.
Yeah.
Probably not the best remembrance that you should have there, but that was, I just yeah. remember like, that was delicious.
That was
by the way.
That house has been torn down, by the way. They it was purchased and
yeah, that's what you said.
Several,
yeah.
several around here. There are a lot of vacant properties around here.
Yeah, because I think Wheels Up was a big sponsor there.
Yes.
I think there's Wheels
that,
Up.
That was Wheels Up's stuff, place, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So, yep. Kind of cool. By the way, I'm going to give some props too. I went and played at a newer court, maybe about a year old, down in the Austin area called Driftwood. And it's a Discovery Land property, so it's the same as yeah. other very nice courses that are all around the country and in Mexico and other places too. And so I got an invitation to go down there and play. And we did. And like I said, it's about 30 minutes outside of downtown Austin and just beautiful, beautiful place and great conditions. And you, as you can only imagine, and my fireball story there is, so the guy I'm playing with, the head pro, and he says, hey, Tim, take a look over there. And I look over there and like what I'm looking at. And by the way, his name is Tim Phelps. We had three Tims on our team. How crazy is that? And Tim goes,
Daryl, and Daryl.
Tim,
and Tim.
He says, look in that tree. And I look, and there's, you know, there's like a hollow in the tree. And he goes, go over there if you're thirsty. And I go over there, and Casamigos, which is George Clooney's, you know,
tequila
company.
Yeah.
There's a big thing of ice in that tree hollow, like you can imagine where a squirrel lives or an owl lives. They fill it with ice and then put a bottle of Casamigos in there, and they have these little shot glasses, plastic shot glasses, so that when people are playing, they just swing their cart over there and go get a shot.
This sounds like it's a club I need to be a member of.
Of tequila. And they did it at three other trees.
Oh, three? Like on
the,
what?
The three other trees that were similarly had a hole in them that they would say, oh, there's another one over there. And I go, I got to try everything. So I'm taking these shots, and I'm not really good with tequila. And I'm taking these small little shots just because I want to be part of the whole thing. Like, hey, it's an experience. And I'm like you. I'm going, okay, I can't. One more. And I'm not going to be able to hit the golf ball.
I'm not a tequila guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not either.
So what's the name of this place?
When in Rome, Driftwood.
Driftwood. Country club, Driftwood. Golf club?
Golf and ranch club.
Golf and ranch.
Check them out if you're looking
riding
for
riding and all that?
Yep.
Cool.
It's a very Texas kind of themed
love
course. And very, very cool. Had streams going through and just beautiful landscape.
Oh, wow.
We have a Discovery Land here in Dallas called Vaquero, which Steve, our friend, is now the director of instruction at.
Right.
And they're just amazing. I mean, and on top of, now, they're not cheap, to say the least. Well, you have to buy property, like a lot of courses and places like that. So you have to buy a lot and build or not build on it. But when you're playing, they've got three or four different comfort stations. And when you go to them, they've got everything inside. So you go in there, and there's drawers filled with ice cream bars and Hershey bars or wherever you want. There's granola bars and everything over here. They've got candy, and they've got drinks. They've got an open bar that's right here, and the girl, one of them they gave us, here, I got more tequila, Frank. They had the ski. You know, what do you call that thing where they put the ski and they put the shot glasses, like five shot glasses embedded in the ski, and you kind of have to all in sync.
Yes.
Go like that and tip them and drink. We had to do that. So that was part of it.
Well,
It was a great time.
You spent, a week at Betty Ford after that, right?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I have still
not
recovered.
Oh, my God,
that sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun. Now,
where's this
outside of Austin?
Driftwood. It's outside of Austin. It's south and west of downtown Austin by about 30
Driftwood
minutes.
Golf and Ranch Club.
Yeah, and one of the houses along there, the guy was showing us different houses that people are building, you know, and they're all brand new. I mean, there's only one finished house, so that's how new the whole property is. And one of the houses was... is it Tanner? Why am I forgetting Jordan's college buddy? Tanner Hickok? Not Tanner.
Gardner.
No. Remember, he played at Texas and he's been kind of like Corn Ferry Tour guy. Hickok.
Kramer.
Kramer Hickok? Yeah, Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer Hickok.
Yeah, Jordan's buddy. But anyway,
he lived in Jordan's house when Jordan was single.
There you go. That's right. That's him. Yeah. His parents are building a house. That's my long story. Got too long there. Yeah. His parents are building a house.
He's
on
still,
Driftwood.
Still so. The effects of that drunken round you had out there. Yeah. I love that. I want to play there. When I come to Dallas, let's.
Well, it's not in Dallas.
Well, I know, but we can go there. We can take the jet.
Really? Is that all? Just it's kind of getting a.
We can take the jet.
Yeah. Is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah. You know, it was a cool place.
It was a cool place. So
we can go.
If you're looking to get a get another membership somewhere for people out there, or a really cool place to live, and have, then check out Driftwood.
Yeah, it was, that sounds like fun. Yeah,
man, it was nice.
Anyway,
was
really so nice. The Masters rolls on, and we're here at Azalea, and just having a blast. And shout out to all of our friends. Want to thank also our friends at Invited, formerly Club Corps, for being such a great sponsor of ours too. So. You're a member of an invited club. I'm a member of an invited club.
Yep,
and
yep.
I played Woodside here in Aiken, South Carolina the other day, and it's an invited club.
Oh, okay.
And really, they have two courses, actually three, but the Jones and the Cup courses. We played the Jones, which is the more difficult one, but excellently maintained, great condition, nice. And ran into the man who beat me out for the first annual Santee Winter Classic Championship several years ago. David Roper ran into my friend David. So hello to David. And, you know, just want to say hi. And he came out to the heard I was there. I mean, I didn't even say anything. I was going to see him this week. He heard I was there, and he shows up right there with us. So, and
well, by the way,
go ahead. Yeah.
You're complimenting Invited, and as you should, and everybody needs to check them out at invited.com. But they're also having their own little tournament, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Celebrity Invited. On the PGA Tour Champions Tour coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Stankowski and the boys will all be playing at Las Colinas Country Club.
Who's caddying for Stanky?
His regular caddy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a regular guy who I believe is Australian, but I can't remember his name.
Really? We need to get that name so we can talk to Elk.
He's his regular caddy. So, yeah, but they're playing, getting ready. And so it's Romo and all these celebrity guys have their own kind of Stableford tournament that they play with Emmett Smith and
sure.
Different guys and celebrities, and then the senior guys and the PGA Tour Champions guys will be in it too. So, should be fun. But yeah, that's coming up too, and that's all Invited. So, yeah, Invited's busy. Oh,
Somebody's
got a beer.
Strip search. Here we are.
Police are here.
There's always something going on at Azalea House, you know.
Yeah, if we stand there too long, we're all going to get arrested. So.
He's talking, the name he hollered out is one of the, he has a gambling show. Great guy. His nickname is the Crack Man. I've been hanging out with him, talking.
The Crack Man?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you'd want that as a nickname. The Crack Man.
Well.
Really? Okay.
It's Bill Crackenberger is his name. And he does gambling and all that.
I'm just saying it's just not the most desirable nickname.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But his nickname's Crack. So, yeah. But great guy. I mean, he's Well, anyway, we don't. There's no gambling at Bushwood.
Not at Bushwood.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's why you're outside the gates. Yeah.
Exactly. There's more gambling. Oh yeah. Well, okay. Whatever.
Do whatever you want.
Anyway. Okay. Well. Cool.
Right. Well, we have a good show. We got a lot in there.
So yeah, we did.
Good luck to all the people competing. Not everybody's out yet, but again, today's first day of the Masters. So by the time you hear this, probably the first round may be over. But in the meantime, put your money on Hovland if you haven't already. That's all I'm saying. He's at 6-under now. He's playing pretty well.
Exactly.
All right. We're done. Thank you to Steve Elkington, Diane Knox Bayless as well, and thank you to Frank Bassett. I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks all of you for listening and keeping us the number one golf show in all of America. Thanks for listening to Golf Talk America, and we'll talk to you again real soon.